A study by the Falls Church, Virginia-based Center for Equal Opportunity compared the test scores and class standings of white, Asian, Latino, and African-American students admitted in 2005 and 2006. It found that the odds for black and Latino students getting admitted were more than 500 times those of whites. The center's president, Roger Clegg, called that disparity both illegal and a recipe for disaster.
It is simply untenable for government institutions, including public universities, to be sorting people according to skin color and according to what country their ancestors came from, and treating some people better and other people worse based on what silly little box they check.
Clegg called on Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen to reconsider an opinion he issued in 2007 endorsing the university's policy of using race and ethnicity as one of its criteria for admission. But the university's vice provost for diversity, Damon Williams, says the new study ignores the fact that the school's admissions policy considers much more than race, ethnicity, and test scores.
We look at a multitude of factors around issues of diversity, from race, ethnicity, gender, nationality, because we're about the business of cultivating iconic badgers, and we can't have iconic badgers unless they come in a number of different identity profiles.
Student protesters who stormed the news conference were especially vocal about the study that they saw as a racist attack on minority students. Their chant was, "We're more than our scores."
More than our scores!
Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.